Triple E is something we've been talking about here this season, a mosquito-borne illness that is, although it's rare, it can sometimes be fatal. We're going to get an update on what's happening here in Plymouth County with the entomologist educator, and that's Blake Dineas. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking in the past few weeks, with the lack of rain, I notice, and maybe it's just me wishfully thinking, there seem to be less mosquitoes around than there have been, say, the month before. But I know that Triple E still very much a threat that people need to watch out for. What's the status right now in Plymouth with Triple E?
I would say that the status, well, again, it's nice to feel optimistic about these things. I think realistically, we still need to be cautious about everything that we were doing before to prevent Triple E, before any of these aerial sprays or truck sprays in different communities. I think we still need to be watching out just until we head into some of the colder weather and we hit the what they usually refer to as like the first frost. I think then I'll feel a little bit more out of the weeds once we hit that point.
Oh, sure. And I know that, but have you seen fewer mosquitoes, though, within the past few weeks with the lack of rain?
So I haven't necessarily been seeing fewer mosquitoes, and I think that maybe that type of perception, I mean, it's certainly possible with the lack of rain, but I think when it comes to Triple E, I think we need to be, it sounds kind of interesting to think about, but, and this might throw a few people off, but we have about 52 different species of mosquito here in Massachusetts, but the mosquito that we're primarily concerned about is the cattail mosquito. So out of all those species, there's only a handful of species that can transmit Triple E. And this cattail mosquito lives for about a month or month or two. So even if we're getting less rain now, it's entirely possible that this mosquito is still flying around today. So it wouldn't necessarily be the lack of rain in the past 2 weeks, but what happened earlier in the season would impact its populations now.
Now, what about, why is this area, it seems like we're one of the hot spots, I think, in the nation for the mosquitoes that transmit this. Is there something about the topography here, the climate? What is it that, why do we seem to have more of a cluster of these mosquitoes here than any other place?
I know, lucky for us, right?
Yeah.
It is. We are actually in a hot spot in the nation, really in the world, for Triple E. And it has a lot to do with our natural landscapes and ecologies. The Triple E, we believe, comes up from the south, possibly around the panhandle of Florida every single year. But, I mean, that's just one potential theory. But what we know is that it doesn't exist in the state year-round. So it makes its way up here somehow. And so early on in the spring, we find that it cycles between birds and a different kind of mosquito, the black-tailed mosquito, and it amplifies in that area. And this black-tailed mosquito, what's interesting about this particular mosquito is that it breeds in the underground crypts, so in the root masses of red maple swamps and Atlantic white cedar swamps. So in this particular area, not only do we have high levels of birds migrating through, but we also have that connection to these particular swamps. So that happens early in the year. And then around this time of year, in particular years, and we're not really sure what triggers this or what causes this, it will build to very high levels in those bird populations and then jump using what we call a bridge vector from those birds into other mosquitoes. Like the bridge vector would be a different type of mosquito. And those are the types of mosquitoes we're worried about biting people. And so that's where that cattail mosquito comes into play. And there are a few other types of mosquitoes, the northern house mosquito, for instance, we think that could play a role in the transmission of Triple E as well. So when it jumps from these birds, the bird population, that's where we're concerned. But you can see that the amplification early on in the year, that plays a huge role in whether or not it's going to be widespread within the bird population.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I've never heard that whole description. It makes it makes a lot more sense the way you explain it like that. And again, so still good time to continue to take precautions. And we absolutely thank you very much for joining us this morning. Again, that's Blake Dineas. He's the entomologist educator here in Plymouth County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.